You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Love & Hip Hop After Show.
Listen. I'm tired of your shit. Turn me up so you can hear me. I need you to hear me. I'm so tired of your shit. Oh,
I'm tired of this damn show.
Okay.
I'm at my reaching point. My limit has been maxed out. I am tired of this shit. Yeah. But we spiced it up a little bit tonight. What up, After Buzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio with the lovely Kanina Stradwick.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Ooh, Jesus.
No. Oh.
We got the lovely Miss Monique hosting.
Yeah.
With her disclaimer at the beginning.
Her. She did a little stand-up routine. She did her two-minute set, and she talked about how...
The adventures.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel her. She claims that one Saturday she was just chilling at home and a reunion of Love & Hip Hop came on and she got sucked in because she couldn't believe that these people's lives were really happening.
So what really happened is Mona probably bumped into her at an event, or Mona got all the backlash from her sucking the last few times she hosted and said, who else can host? Oh, let's get Monique because she used to do Charm School.
Mm-hmm. And and it's a way for them to still keep the show ratchet, but then have the reunion be, no, it's positive. We have Monique and she's changing lives.
True. Yeah.
Boo.
She's okay. She got an Oscar, so you know how I feel about that. I talked about it last week.
Monique, she's all about adventures.
That's true. She kept talking about an adventure. But there's no other word to call it. It's either adventure or a hot mess. Like, you can't. There's no in between.
What did she say? Her lovely sister, Erica Mena. Her lovely sister, Erica Mena. And the reason we can't be mad at Erica Mena is because every time Erica Mena opens her mouth, it is an adventure.
If that's what you want to call
it. Right. Like, herpes is scary. It is not an adventure. There's different kinds of adventures.
It's an adventure.
There's a roller coaster
area.
Type of adventure. That's fun. Then there's haunted houses, which are scary. Erica Mena is a freaking haunted house.
She is. Like, she is the hayride. The haunted hayride.
Like, Monique, who wrote that for you? Every time Erica Mena opened her mouth, it's an adventure. Well, Rich Doll's sitting on the carpet on the damn thing talking about, yeah.
With his 1998 suit on, Rich looked like he just stepped, like, out of a Bad Boy event circle when the band came out. Like, he really looked like he dusted that Bad Boy off.
He's still not comfortable with his body, so he still wears his Fat Boy clothes.
It was really large. He had a butterfly collar, but somebody tucked it in before he went out on stage because you could tell that Bad Boy was outside of the jacket.
Rich Doll, you are not one of the boys, and by boys I mean Heavy D and the boys. You are not part of that, all right? Move on. Who else looked dim? Rashida just looked mad. And I would be too, because that hair was looking. Now, I know we stay clocking Rashida's hair, but tonight. I'm like, girl, did you not feel like pinning it down?
It was
your
so
head?
Distracting.
I couldn't even tell you what she was wearing.
Because you can't get past her hair.
It was just like,
so distracting.
X-Men, the Phoenix.
It looked like one of those. Remember the old candy bonkers? When one outside is one color and the inside is the other?
Remember Play-Doh?
It was.
And you would like take the little person, you would squeeze it down, the hair would just
And the hair over. Pop up. She, like, I don't understand. Is she getting married? You gonna wear that? You wearing that to the wedding?
I look like a damn sun pop coming down, like a Sunny Delight. Like, hey.
She do look like a Sunny D.
Girl.
Or the push-up, like one of those sherbet push-up pops. Or creamsicle.
Pop. You're Flintstones, kid.
10 million strong. Growing.
Wait, are we talking about Erica Mena's vagina or Rashida? Yandy, so whatever. Mona told Monique to throw Yandy a bone. So, Yandy, you talk to Mendeezy 5 times a day.
First of all, what inmate you know talking on the phone 5 to 6 times a day unless he snuck a cell phone up in that bad boy? Mendeezy snuck a flip phone in there. You know people in jail be having iPhones. They be on Facebook.
That's true. But they, don't they give them computer time?
Not like that, no.
Girl, yes they do because
county.
There are websites that you can go on. This is on 2020. There are websites you can find a man in jail.
But they don't
people
have, like,
do this.
But 5 to 6 times? What kind of jail? He sound like he in a halfway house. Mendeezy, where is he? In a group home? I don't know. No,
well, he about to get that 15 years, so how long you really holding on? Yandy over there, the damn friggin' broken-hearted cheerleader on the corner, every time someone talk about some sort of love, she's like...
Yeah, Yandy, give it up.
Like, bitch.
Give it up.
You just holding on to something. There's hope.
She's like, oh, no, Yandy. Shut it down. No emotions. Heartless out here. Yo man is in the clink. You're not, like, I mean, I'm still stuck on the fact that she said she talked to Mendeezy 5 to 6 times a day. What inmate you know on the cellular telephone
in her head,
5 to 6 times a day?
She talks to him.
He do not call you 5 to 6 times a day.
Just like it ain't a real relationship.
They only eat 3. So what, he get more phone time than he get food? It makes no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. She mean when they give them that 1 hour time to kick it, he must call her within that 1 hour 5 to 6 times. Because there ain't no way they on the phone that much.
No. And wasn't that one of the things she was complaining about, that she hadn't heard from him?
Yes.
And that's why you had to fly all the way up to wherever you had to fly to?
In D.C. in a group home. That's how she making it sound.
Well, I want to know now, you going to wait for him? You going to wait 15 years?
No. No.
Well, what's she going to do with his kid?
Oh, that one that seems to never be around his parent, his mom?
Yeah.
Big Mendeezy? I don't know. I mean, what, realistically, though, you can, as a person, she a professional. She trying to be out here in this industry. It's one thing to have a child by a man who's in prison. But it's another for you to try to make moves in the industry and you walking around like, yeah, my baby daddy in prison. Like, that's... I'm sorry, but that's questionable business.
Okay,
but
I'm like, why can't Monique talk to them like that? Like, Monique, I thought Monique was going to come on here and, like, clock some damn tea.
Yeah,
like, I thought Monique was going to be like, I watched a marathon in this, y'all, and I told Mona, bitch, I need to be hosting this. Like, because clearly you ain't getting through to their heads. And Monique just damn jumped on the bandwagon. The adventure, bitch. This is not Six Flags.
It's not Cedar Point. It's the thing is, maybe that's a conversation she had backstage or Mona had. But especially for Yandy, you got, like, this is a real conversation. Yandy, you trying to navigate in this industry. Yo man is notorious for selling dope. He's in jail now for 15 years. That's baggage that you're carrying as long as you are associated with him.
And
so
you,
if you don't want
crazy
people thinking that you, I maybe it's like a street thing. She's some street cred or something. She, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I don't live like that. But I'm just saying.
I'm not a part of that.
So. I don't want to be. Like, but Yandy, cut it loose. It sounds so cold hearted, but you, I mean.
No, it is
years.
What it is. And that's why I'm so irritated with Monique from this episode. I'm not going to even lie. I felt like Monique was a step above Mona, but Monique didn't deliver, honestly, what I feel she should have. That's, I don't know, I just felt like she was putting on for the show.
Yeah, she could have done, like,
because you know Monique is in her mind talking about, this bitch is crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's maybe,
but
she was,
they probably
don't
want her to hurt the target audience,
and she was probably, yeah, she was putting on. I mean,
because let's talk about this one. Erica Mena and Sin's damn relationship. Now, I know we all been saying, is it real, whatnot. Now, I'm wondering if it's fake for the reason of, Erica Mena is always talking about, when I was with Rich, we got that money. Like, from where? Okay, hosting clubs. So, the only thing that I can think Erica Mena mind, how Erica's mind works is, how can I host more clubs? Well, if I'm a lesbian, I can host all the lesbian shit.
Yeah,
clubs.
Oh yeah, definitely.
She got a sweet heat. She'll be in Miami, Atlanta. She'll be over in LA. She'll be Ibiza.
No, she definitely.
So it's a good look.
I don't necessarily think it's fake, but I don't think Erica is really into chicks. Erica is that type. She seems like she has so much emotional baggage, past hurts, that you always see those girls who are like, I'm giving up on men, I'm going to start dating women. She's one of those. They're not really lesbians. They just going through this whole, I hate everybody, men hurt me so bad.
Dick wasn't working,
yeah,
so I'm
now
rub
I'm going to try to get women. Erica's not a lesbian. So, and poor Sin, I will have to agree with Rich in this whole situation. Mm-hmm. He was right. Sin is a prop. Mm. She was looking cute. I mean, but
she was a cute prop.
She got her some TV time. It's good for her. But it's the truth. Erica really, I mean, she just did this.
Yeah. And on top of that, Rich goes, you know, if the relationship was real, how much easier, you know, you feed into what I give you. Don't blame me. And I'm starting to see that with Erica, that she really does blame everybody.
She blames everybody. She
he
blames
says,
everybody.
Come to daddy. And then you sit on daddy's lap. And then you kiss daddy. No. What you do is exactly like he said. Ooh, relationship. Boundaries. What's he going to do? He's going to still keep you because you already signed the papers. Mm-hmm.
No, I agree.
But Eric is sitting there and going through it, and it's crazy that Sin is seeing it on national television. She's kind of, even at this reunion, that was the last.
They were all, yeah, cuddly at first, and then.
And Monique wasn't showing no time of day to Sin. She was like, boo, you're a back prop. Like, literally, like, the couch on the stage is actually more relevant to the show right now.
It is.
So if you could move down some, because I'm going to hold their hands. Can we get this in a one shot? All right.
Poor Sin. I'm here. Hello. I'm here.
Like, girl, what did you want Monique to do to run? She only got two hands.
Go to the craft services table, get a snack, because you are not needed right now.
You know, they got the Milano cookies, girl.
Yeah, you get the cookies back there. They probably have some popcorn. Girl, go back there and get a nice soda.
I mean, they might have even got you Chipotle.
She has some cute lipstick. She did, yeah, you know, she probably bought it in with her.
It's crazy because anytime Sin yells at Erica or denies that Erica has feelings for her, Erica speaks to her on a even tone. When Rich says anything, all this emotion comes out.
It's pretty clear.
I mean,
it's clear. Erica. Rich hit it right on the nose. Erica needs attention. She needs attention. She wants to be with Rich, but she even said it so herself during the season. You don't fight for me. I'm with Sin because she cares about me. You don't do what she does. If Rich would have been doing this from the start, they would be in the situation. And the only thing I will say, Erica is still going back and forth with Rich because she likes that he's fighting for her.
Yeah, and exactly what she said. I'm in the studio, and you tell me to sit on your lap. Of course I'm going to do it. That's what I've been fighting for. Boop! If you were in court with Judge Judy, the bitch would have awarded $500 to the plaintiff, and you would have been knocked out the damn court, boo. Because you are clearly admitting that you still have feelings. You still sweat this man for whatever damn reason. Now, that is true love.
It is.
You sweating rich dollars? That is Jesus coming through, knocking on your door. You better knock on wood, telling you, like, bitch, this is your man.
Jesse, I hate you.
Get
right
it together. He clearly isn't cheating on you.
He's not, and he's not going to. I honestly believe, and I said this before, Rich is an older guy. He ain't probably never went hard. He is publicly on TV saying that he is feeling Erica Mena, even with all her baggage, all her drama, all the playthrow,
all them
kicking people
on
in the throat, them,
like
all that stuff. She knows his mom. If Erica Mena said, Rich, let's do this, and she calmed down a little bit, he would totally wipe her up.
Mm-hmm.
He would. So, Erica, mm-hmm. This goes back to the whole point. Erica wants attention. She got issues because she like him too, but her craziness won't allow her to just be with him. She want that drama. She want that psycho stuff, and she want him fighting over her and people yelling.
Which is sad to me because
it's very sad.
You know, there's this part, of course, we crack on Erica every single week, but there is a part of me that looks at Erica as a human being. Oh. You know, in the sense of, this girl is just so hurt. And, like, obviously her life has brought her to this place in which that she feels. And it's a lot. I see that. It's the same thing with all of the girls. I look at, you need that. Like, you think that's love. You think that hurt feeling, filling up the hole inside of you is love. Like, that's sad to me.
It is sad.
And you know, so do I, you know, sit here and think like, oh, well, you know, we'd be going in on our command. But, like, at the end of the day, I do it because, bitch, I hope you're damn listening and you hear how crazy this sounds. Because It sounds crazy to me.
It's very crazy. And she doesn't have to be doing this. Rich wants her. He wants her. And she cares for him. It's so simple. Erica, stop acting crazy and go be with Rich because he wants you.
He's always wanted you.
Done deal.
Fight like he fought for you to try and sign with the contract. You were the one that was bugging.
Sometimes love doesn't feel normal. So people want drama and pain because that feels normal. Yep. And unfortunate for her, you know, that's what it is.
So we got that backstage scene where Sin and Erica are yelling at each other. Sin walks out crying. And, like, honestly, that whole Sin scene, I feel bad for this girl. I feel like they preyed on her and brought her into this and her not knowing. With them probably knowing.
Yeah, you know, she seemed really hurt. She came. Only thing I will say, in Sin's defense now, people know who she is because when they showed the clips from the very first episode that she was on, she looked a little homely. Now she done stepped it up. She done got her some outfits, little stylists. People want to actually deal with her. She can host some parties. You know, they all
I feel
that.
Like she could model. Like
she could do her good.
Chipotle could do a whole new thing and spread with her like
with a burrito. She, you know, this is a good come up for her. But I will say,
sinfully good burrito.
I don't feel bad for her in the sense you're so stupid. I don't feel bad for her because
with roast beef,
she can't tell me she didn't know Erica Mena was dramatic like this.
Okay. Now
you watched last season.
Yep. But come on, in this industry, there are people who I watch on TV. I mean, I do Bad Girls Club. I do a bunch of other shows. But I mostly do the Ratchet shows. There are people who I see on TV. And when I meet them in real life, they're nothing like that. Mm. Most of them, actually. So, like Sin said, you know, I didn't go into it wanting to be with her. She kept approaching me. And when I watch Erica with Sin, I see a different Erica. I actually can tolerate that Erica. Versus when Erica's with Rich, because when she's with Rich, she turns into a basic bitch. But when she's with Sin, and she's giving that love that she wants, she looks like a normal human being.
She does look normal.
You know, like, so, I don't know, I could see Sin being like, well, you know, crazy mofos mindfuck people. Yeah, like, and I can see Sin, I mean, this girl... Here comes this girl in her life, throwing money at her, taking her out, you know, I mean, this bitch is probably only eating Chipotle at Chipotle. Like, this bitch is eating Chipotle at the beach now. Like, her life has changed.
That's true. She did upgrade her. She upgraded her. You're right.
So
I get that point.
I think Sin, and then she's on TV, and, you know, she's traveling to Brazil or wherever the hell, Panama. She's probably sitting here like, wow, this girl really came, changed my life. Like, you know what? I fuck with her. Now, she's sitting on the show like, what the fuck did I get myself into?
Yeah.
Because, boo, you got your hands deep into some shit.
You got a point. No, I get that. And, you know, Sin walked away with something. She walked away feeling like a fool and... The girl that she was down for is trying to play her for rich dollars out of all people. But it's better him than Peter Guns. Let's keep it all the way 100. But she left with, now people know who she is. And, you know, sometimes you got to give. It's a give and take.
Because
she got is greater than what she put out.
So, okay, perfect. So Erica goes backstage. She changes outfits and comes out in this green thing. Like, bitch, you're not Mariah Carey.
And you're not hosting an award show, ma'am. You sitting on the couch. Stop.
But it's like, yeah.
Why? Stop.
And it's not even like the outfit was like that, like.
was like, dang, she really doing it. But no.
This ain't the Hunger Games.
Did the first one get wet or dirty?
Right. Why? And then we get into Nylee's story. Nylee, like, I don't know what you was doing with the damn pink eyeshadow with the freaking purple cheekbones. And she had her lip.
She did have a good lip color. I like that.
And the damn queen peacock shoulder pads.
With the football pad feather.
Like, I know. Did you know this was going to film after Super Bowl Sunday? Like, what was that? Anyways, Erica calls Naya out and basically is like, not because Naya tried to say, you know, I was a stripper. Like, oop, no boo. You still are
a stripper.
Because you ain't selling albums.
Man.
And they keep going back to that clip where she's like, all she has is that YouTube video. Bitch, you don't got nothing.
You don't have that. You don't have that.
Like, you might have a mixtape on DatPiff.
And then they showed the clip of her saying, I'm wearing a $17,000 watch. So you should be embarrassed because you wearing a $17,000 watch and you still stripping. You should have invested in some rental properties. Oh. Let's keep it 100. Like, why are you out here bragging like you like it's cool? Like,
are you checking other bitches' bags? Like,
right. $17,000 watch. You live in an apartment. That's not cool.
Girl, and you probably got fake peacock feathers on your damn
dress. You know
dress.
It wasn't real. Right. She got that at BB. Go on no, BB man. Online yeah, with the top with the exclusive
section. She got that
section.
Dress from damn Rainbow. No, she didn't get from Rainbow. She got from like, what are we going to say?
Pretty Girl.
Like TJ Maxx. And then while she was in TJ Maxx, you know, they got the little home decor section. So she probably found some. She was like, oh, these will work. We'll just pull the pins off the end of them.
And put them on.
Like, this is going to be the future. Nylee.
You got to pick this thing. You need to pick what you out here trying to stun on.
Bitch, between the damn peacock and Rashida as the damn cowardly lion, I was like, is Dorothy going to come out here and be like...
It did look like a Wizard of Oz thing. Like, you remember when they went to, like, the flying monkeys? Like, with the...
That
like...
would be damn Yandy with her freaking damn gold chains and her damn chained around her neck. Like, girl.
It was just... I don't... But Naya, that... I don't... I want Naya to stop.
I'm
she's
like,
young, though. She's only 21.
Yeah. Okay. So she can be saved. She look older than 21.
It's a rough life. You staying up till 5 o'clock in the morning. It's rough waiting back there in that strip club locker room for the people to arrive. Long nights.
Can we talk about Naya's accuracy? Because Erica rah-rah-rahed her. Naya got up. Erica's face is clearly here. And Naya's like...
She did... She ain't trying to fight, though. Cause you,
girl,
listen.
Did you not put your contacts in?
She ain't trying to fight.
Really?
She not trying to fight.
Not no crazy Erica Mena?
Nope. Because crazy people can recognize other crazy people. If that hit would have connected with Erica, that would have been an
Erica
ongoing fight forever.
On.
Forever. I'm talking about Erica probably really would have had them old Bronx goons waiting at Nylee at the club outside for her afterwards. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Naya knows. You can talk all you want to, but Naya knows.
Like,
and she got that the war wounds.
Yep.
She already went. No, she.
She's like, I ain't trying to get another.
She ain't want to connect that punch.
And then she starts churning everything around, and she turns into this godly woman. Like, it was never supposed to fight with you. Like, that wasn't what I was meaning. You got rah rah. No, bitch. If we rewind the clip, you sitting here talking about, questionable. That's not how you start an apology
it's
to
not.
Somebody. Oh, I'm going to rash on you first, and then I'm going to apologize for it because I mean it. Like, and it's not even like you're, like, talking about her in a positive way. Like, okay, you know what, Erica? I'm going to say this about you. You act crazy. You talk out the side of your mouth, you know, but I feel like there's a real person there. No, instead, bitch, you clown her on her bag. You yelling at her, talking about she don't know how to talk to people. She talk out the damn left side of her face, like... She's going to fight you.
Yeah,
and now
yeah.
that you are on national television, you saw yourself looking crazy. Because then when they were like, you know, you came out all aggressive. And she's
yeah.
like, no, that's how they edited me.
No, boo. Because if you don't give somebody to use in the edit bay, mm-hmm. they won't be able to use it. You know that, right, Naya?
Okay.
Like, you know that.
And so basically ends at them saying, let's not fight each other. We have enough people fighting us. And Erica... I think at this point, Erica's like, girl, you're irrelevant. You're not coming on next season. Like, okay, fine.
But did you peep? Erica said before they cut her off, she said the only reason you had a little bit of camera time is because I agreed to meet up with you. Which is like what kind of
real show. Real talk.
Because Naya really wasn't, nobody was really meeting with her.
No, she has to talk shit about Tahiri's man in order for that to... Anyways, speaking of Tahiri, Joe and Tahiri sit down. First question's brought up about the foundation on the pillowcase. Joe's like, well, it's sitting on TV. And, but he did admit that he shouldn't have had a girl in the bed. And then we get to the proposal scene. Now, I just want to say this before we talk about this. Because Yandy was irritating me on the couch like,
oh! Wasn't it annoying? Yandy, knock it off.
Come on, y'all. Like,
no.
No. I'm so thankful that Tahiri did what she did because I was really scared. I was scared to hear, you know, I'm always one to root for Tahiri and Joe. I've always said that. But sleeping on it and thinking about it for, you know, for a week, I'm so happy that she did what she did because we've all been in that place where you know this person isn't good for you, but they still, you still have that friendship bond with them. And that's what keeps you tied to them. And so it has that confusion in it. And Tahiri really said, no, you know what? In order for you to be okay, in order for me to be okay, I got to walk away. And that's the realest shit I've seen on
it
TV.
Is. And it made because perfect that's hard. Sense. It's hard. It's hard.
Tahiri got proposed is in her 30s. Times Square.
Let's knock it down. She's in her 30s. She was with Joe on and off for years. Mm-hmm. Same amount of time as Tara and Peter. Like, if you really add it up.
Yep.
They were together that long, on and off. They've been through so much. He even said, besides my family, besides your family, we know we got each other's back. When you that age, you want to settle down. You can tell she wants to find somebody, and this person who you've been through with this whole time finally does what you were asking him to do all along. Even though it didn't come on the terms you wanted, in her mind, it still was probably a question like, well, maybe
I have two choices right here.
I've been waiting for 10 years for him to do this. And like you said, I'm happy she turned him down. Good girl, Tahiri. Because, and it was embarrassing, but she would have been miserable.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been miserable.
And it's not even a positive thing. We continue to go down the same cycle. Like she says, she calls Joe out. It's like, and Joe just denies it. But it's like, even as a viewer, I can tell you like that. One day it's, you know, this, and the next day, okay, here's a ring. This is going to fix everything.
No.
The ring doesn't mean commitment unless you actually prove the commitment. The ring don't mean nothing.
He won't ever get it, though. He'll get it too late. Some people just get it too late. But then he was all defensive, trying to come out mm-hmm. like he was super hard. Like, she's still feeling emotional. I've moved on. Joe, really?
You're so mad. Salty, brah.
He was so hard. Hurt.
Girl, looking like Morton's salt.
I said this to Jesse off camera. I said all Tahiri should have done, instead of being mad and yelling and saying, what did I do? And I was there for you, blah, blah, blah. She should have just laughed like, huh, yeah, it's unfortunate, but I had to move on.
But there's just so much. They love the
yeah.
damn out of each other. And she wanted him. She really wants him to get it, like, and that's why she kept acting the way she did. And Monique sitting over there, you tapped out, boo. Well, no, bitch, you know why she's doing that. So just say what it is. That's what's irritating me with Monique. It's like, you can sit here and look Joe in the face and be like, no, boo, I watched the episodes.
Yeah.
And did you hear what she said? Your mother knows that she had to let you go for you to be okay.
Mm-hmm. He won't admit it until he's like 45. Mm-hmm. Some people just stubborn like that. Joe is stubborn. He's hurt, though. You can look at his face yep. when he was sitting there, and you can tell. It's embarrassing. Joe got turned down on national TV. He had this whole little thing on. He got a new fresh shirt to go under his blazer. He, you know, car service Times Square. He was holding up them little cheesy-ass billboard signs.
He got extras.
Extras. He's embarrassed. That's embarrassing. Oh, well. You shouldn't have had the girl in the bed.
Sorry. I'm not sorry.
Shouldn't have had her in the bed.
Speaking of embarrassing, Tara and Peter. Tara. I love that she tries.
She tried.
Let's just leave it at that.
She didn't look horrible.
I liked last week's hair. Which the pixie cut, the short with little the bob.
Yeah, that was good.
I like that one. The pixie hair, don't know if it needs to be a little longer. I mean, I was just getting like...
It was like a mix between I just got out of bed and Toni Braxton Love Should Have Brought You Home last night. Shit. That's what it was.
Girl, that is blasphemous.
It was like the seven whole days.
Toni Braxton and Tara.
The day before you're supposed to go get your hair done. She tried. I like Tara. She's a nice
love
lady.
Tara.
I know.
I want Tara to win. I want her to get as far away from this television show as possible and become a real actress.
She can. That's what I want. She wanted to. She could if she
her
wanted
to.
She could if she wanted to.
You really think Peter only cheated on you two times? This time and one time prior.
So you trying to tell
13 years?
Peter got married behind your back. You don't think he was having sex ever with nobody else? Tara, knock it off. Like, that's when, come on. Tara, please. He got married. Anybody who's capable of doing that, you don't just jump into sleaziness.
Yeah.
You got to ease into it and work your way up to being that grimy.
And he is deep.
He's grimy. You don't wake up one day like, you know what? I'm going to date a girl and get married. No, you're grimy. Like, that's what you do, which means he was probably having sex all with all kinds of people. Who on earth would have sex with Peter Guns? That's the real question, but we don't have time for that. Disgusting.
Then we come to find out that Peter was originally engaged with a girl who was with child when he met Tara. And basically the same thing that is going on with him and Amina is what happened with him and Tara. And, I mean, I didn't want to rub nothing. I felt like Monique was rubbing it in Tara's face more than she was Amina and Peter's.
Yeah, I got that too.
And that is confusing to me because did you see what happened on the show? And I'm like, is Amina eating Mona Simone? Mona, damn, what's her name out? Scott out? Because.
Yeah, she
why,
was.
How
there.
Did she get that this airtime?
She was.
She got
there.
To perform?
That's
and K. Michelle, boo, that's your fault because that should have been in your contract. No other bitches singing
yep.
on the stage.
It sure should have.
This is concert number two. Concert two. And that bitch ain't opening for me.
I had a real problem with that segment. Like you said, Monique was talking to Tara like she held most of the responsibility for the situation that happened. Yes, Tara was naive to think that, you know, Peter wasn't doing anything. Like Peter said, I wouldn't come home for a couple nights at a time. What did you think I was doing? Yeah, that's naive. Yeah, he had a fiance when he met you. How you meet him is how you keep him. Mm-hmm. That's what's going to happen to you, boo.
Karma's a bitch.
It's a bitch. So... I get that aspect, but to let them perform, be all like that to me, like why are we doing this? We don't like them.
But my thing also, Monique didn't even speak on the fact of, oh yeah, hold up, Amina, why did you throw it in her face like that? Like Tara explained it perfectly. It was like she said, I can't be fully mad at Amina. Like yeah, she was in the same situation. But it was the way she addressed the situation, like, haha, bitch, I got this over you.
Exactly.
Like, nope, now, bitch, you starting to make me feel like maybe you knew something else.
She did know. And that's
which
my
she
problem.
Did. Actually, yeah. We watched it. She did know that he was still over there with Tara. Like, now, bitch, Amina, you looking dumb as hell because you sitting over here, not with a ring on it, but with a tattoo on it, talking about, oh, my man, he's over at his girlfriend's house. Like, what's he doing? Like,
he's with his girlfriend. Like,
And Amina's sitting on this show, like,
like she won, like, keying it up, like, everything's all good. Amina.
Like, girl, your teeth are still bucking.
Out here with the Michael Phelps mouth. I don't want to hear it. I'm tired of Amina. My problem with Amina is that, one, she did know, because just like they said, she pulled that ID out too fresh and was ready to drop it down, like, ha ha, he.
Can we buy Amina a damn wallet? Because this bitch keeps pulling things out from her bra. I'm like, girl, that's how you catch things. I mean, I know you probably already have it, but you pulling damn IDs out, pregnancy tests out, like.
Disgusting. Then on stage performing, did you listen to the lyrics? Anybody who listens to the lyrics are basically saying, Amina is saying, I'm a damn fool. What in what world?
The song is called Don't Want to Be Right. Duh. Clearly, we watched the whole season. We know.
Two wrongs feel so right. Peter Gunn and those struggle bars at the beginning of that song. Peter.
Oh, my God. Wait.
With those struggles, that struggle 16.
I took my baby mama's and I put it to the curb. And then I found my baby mama and I wiped her. Like, what are we doing?
Struggle lyrics, Peter.
And I, you're he needs literally, to go to the writer's we're reading, boot camp for rappers. You were literally reading the bio to, like, the episode bios, like, on stage. Like, is that where you got your lines from? You gonna steal from each He's one? Like, okay. What did we do that week? All right.
We gotta figure something out.
I shitted on my baby mama. Then what happened next week?
Corey couldn't write you no rhymes.
Where's Corey?
Corey could. He ain't want nothing to do with that.
Shout
Corey
out to our fans. To I guess Nick Cannon used to manage Corey.
Yeah, he used to manage Corey. He still does. He still does.
Well, maybe you should find a new manager, Corey. Mm.
No, Nick need to kick them both to the curb. Nick, stop dealing with these people.
Don't want to be right. Amina featuring Peter Guns.
Yeah, I have a problem with Amina. Even on my notes, I show Jesse, I wrote Amina and Peter's performance, and then I put the Z's, like, because that's me sleeping for you listeners. Because I was underwhelmed. I'm over them. I don't like them together. I don't like that situation. My problem is with Amina.
I couldn't even tell you how the harmony went, honestly. Like, the song was so irrelevant. But I got it. You know what? I always be cracking on Rashida. But yo, shout out to Rashida. If you guys didn't watch it, rewind it to when the performance starts. Rashida, don't even turn her back to them.
She had her.
She's sitting there like
with the ice grill. No, she gave them no time of day.
Everyone else is turned around on the like, couch. Rashida like. And that shout out to Rashida because for real, like I wouldn't have even turned around. I wouldn't have given that. You know, Yandy's ass was probably looking over there, fake as fuck. Like.
She probably had a lighter up because she was
sad. It's sad because I like Yandy, but I don't know. But if I was in the room, like I wouldn't have turned around because I would have been like, this is messed up. Like, y'all really put them on stage and Tara's sitting over here.
Looking real sad. Did you see her? She wanted to cry.
Yeah.
How do you take
How
this?
Does that feel, Tara? Like, how does that right. feel? We just put your ex-baby daddy up who didn't give you the ring with the hot mess. Did you see the show, Tara? The hot mess that he apparently now got pregnant. How does it feel? Like, really, Moni? How does
That's
that?
Not, it wasn't
How
cool.
does that feel, Tara?
It wasn't
How
cool.
does that feel? I would have been like, bitch.
How you think it feels?
Let me pull that damn clip-on bun off your damn head that you made me even sit on this damn stage, Monique.
The clip bun. It was wrong. It was wrong. The man you were with for X amount of time told you that he had another chick, another wife on national TV. Now y'all here at the reunion, they letting him perform and keyed up all on stage. And Tara has to sit there and watch.
Now see, Mona.
And when you know when they tape, you know, let's keep it all the way real.
For
people,
like
who, people who are not familiar, if you've ever been to a live tape and if you haven't, they make you do it a couple times to make sure that you got it right. So Tara sat through that performance probably three times. And I'm not even going to say two. I'm going to say three because, yeah, I mean, it ain't honestly. That skill. And Peter with them struggle bars, they probably had to do five. They sat through that five times. And she had to sit through there the whole time. So disrespectful.
Now, see, Mona, if you knew your fan base, and fans, everyone who's watching right now, if you agree with this, because I just feel like Mona doesn't really know her fan base.
Yeah, I agree.
I feel like let Peter and Tara have performed, and then what should have happened was, because the song called Don't Want to Be Right, right? Then you have K. Michelle come out the side. Cause you can't raise a man. It's a little remix. Like, we're gonna show you what's wrong, but then K. Michelle gonna come out and teach you, and she Monique, how is K. Michelle's album reading bitches more than you are?
There were so many opportunities for them to not put
address
people in their face,
wrong?
But address it. Especially this last situation. I didn't like this. I didn't like that last setup. Look, I did not.
You basically, this show basically said, you know what? Hey, you cheat. You find a man who linked up with another woman. It's going to happen to you. Sorry, Bill.
Now let him perform.
Right. You guys need some extra money?
Need him perform. No, I don't want to. I'm not checking for your music, Amina.
Ever.
She needs some edge control to lay down those edges, okay? Or that new stuff that Shekinah, Tiny's friend, got some new like edge control product out.
What ethnicity be looking like a Brillo to Sheen? Like, no, Sheen, girl, that is not. It is 2014. That is not a look.
I don't know. Sorry, boo.
I just want to go in on Amina. I'll wait until next week. But I really, 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 really want to go in on Amina at the end when Monique was like, "Are you afraid of becoming Tara?" And Amina was like, "You little dumb bitch. Like, you little rat. You, like, really? I know I will never be Tara because I would never put myself in that predicament." Bitch, you literally are carrying a pee stick in your bra.
And you gonna be Tara next week.
Watch her say some slick, like, "I'll never be Tara because I got the ring." Girl, say that.
And they also saw y'all at the office trying to get public assistance. I don't want to hear it.
Whoever tweeted that to us, I actually didn't see it. She told me that you guys tweeted to us. Please retweet that to me.
Please send Jesse Peter a picture Guns of Peter and Amina, Amina at the
welfare office. Oh my God, that'll be my backdrop on Facebook.
Like, it's just, you know, that's why I really think Amina is slow. Now, there's no way you can be with the man, him not have anything, not be able to provide. He got like 5 other kids, 7 other kids. He can't provide for them either. He was with a chick for 10 years and dogged around. There's no way you could really think that it was going to be different for you. Like, that's to me, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I mean, we know she's so ridiculous. Like, she really wrote those lyrics.
She wrote them.
And is singing them on national television.
And he rapped on them. I feel more disrespected that she allowed him on the track. Peter Guns with those struggle lyrics. No. She should have been like, I love you, but you ain't getting on this. Your last time you rapped was on Uptown Baby.
In 1992.
Like, let's...
And then what about Peter saying that he would be upset if Tara, if a guy, dude was singing to Tara?
He will be.
And how do you feel about that, Amina? Anyways, on that note, predictions, let's go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Rashida versus Joe. That should be interesting. Rashida's going to read his ass for Phil.
Let's hope we can focus and not like Tahiri
tried to read him. She was like, "Because I'll buy your watch again."
He kept it quiet, too.
Right, sure did. Like, that crack will...
He's like, "Oh,
I'll take all your money." Erica versus Saigon.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think from that other than they're just trying to be entertaining, but they probably still live together and are happy. Like, Saigon, no one wants you. Like, that's your best. That is your winner. Knock that is off, your home run.
Knock it off, Saigon.
Like, you're not scrappy.
They just knock it off.
And then we get Sin versus Erica and Rich. Now, rumor has it, spoiler alert, that Erica's gonna leave Sin on the show for Rich.
She should have did that the whole time. Like, what? And then we saw also that she changed clothes again. Erica, knock it off.
Maybe she was going through that time of the month and didn't feel like wearing a pad. And then this bitch Amina pulls out a pregnancy test out her damn bra.
Jocelyn Hernandez.
Wait, Jocelyn pulled it out her bra?
She had it. Like, remember she was at the restaurant with it. And she came out of the bathroom at like the Bennigan's and came out and dropped it and was like, "This is where the CV that got the pregnancy test right here." Amina.
You think Amina's gonna keep the baby?
I have some. Of course.
Yeah. She really want that green card. And that now that they're at WIC or whatever the damn food stamp thing is, now that they're going to have a baby, boop, that was probably all part of their plan, how they could get more money.
Don't give you much.
Oh, what, a child? It sure will.
Maybe watch when tax season comes.
Girl, watch those food stamps go from 200 to 500.
Oh, that's how much.
Real quick. Anyways. Little lesson knowledge on you. But don't go out there having babies like that, okay? We did not try to promote that.
Especially by somebody like Peter looking like a newborn baby.
If your dude is wearing Tim's from 1992,
They still got the Wu-Tang W on the side. I can't.
On that note, you guys just follow us after this TV. Follow me at DJ Jesse J.
At Cornelia, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
Till next week, another hot mess. Same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.
Thank you for watching AfterBuzz TV on YouTube. For more of your favorite after shows and interviews, subscribe to our channel here. And be sure to share your opinion on the episode in the comment section below here. We'd love to see what you guys are buzzing about. Thanks again. Buzz you later.